This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ben. How's the signal coming in there in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, some breaking news. Hit close to home for you, or at least close to where your home used to be. Yesterday, a few hours ago, so yesterday afternoon, Governor Murphy of New Jersey signed into law a new bill bringing, well, finalizing wind power, a huge wind farm off the coast of New Jersey. And he passed this bill. He says this is an opportunity to bring tens of thousands of union jobs and dollars of investment. And Vince, he also signed it along with another bill giving tax credit for the film industry. He wants to, I don't know how well that's going to work, bring the Hollywood film industry to New Jersey. But more pertinent to us here at USA Prepares and my wheelhouse, talking about science, technology, and EVs and the energy grid. Vince, there's a huge wind farm. Now, I looked on the map. It's not quite, you lived, if I remember, around Colts Neck, sort of the middle of the state. This is a little further south. But, Vince, don't worry. They have a second plan called Atlantic Shores, and that's going to be a little further north off the coast of New Jersey. And that one's scheduled to come through in another year or two. And Vince, altogether, they have four wind farm plans planned for off the coast of New Jersey and also one off of Long Island where I grew up. So Vince, breaking news. These are going to be, I'm looking at a map of it. It's a massive amount of area in the Atlantic Ocean.
Bert, only an idiot would do that, or someone who's been bribed. Because
governor's an idiot?
He's not my governor. He's not my governor. You know, the Garden, it used to be called the Garden State. It's been paved over. And the reason they've got to put it in the Atlantic Ocean is they've paved everything else over in the corrupt state of New Jersey. But, by the way, Bruce Springsteen has a farm in Colts Neck, New Jersey. And it's quite magnificent. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you all know this, but Mrs. Finelli went to school with Bruce Springsteen.
It's same year?
True. 2 years different.
Oh, okay. And interesting. And I assume he was...
he's 73. She's... well, you know, he used to play. He used to play at high school and at the dances and things. And no one would remember this. I mean, people's recollections are different from the truth. And people would say, oh, no, not Springsteen again. Now they don't remember it that way. Now it's, oh, yeah, it was great. Absolutely true. Yeah. So, you know, she saw him in the halls, obviously. They were in different classes, but she saw him in the halls and she went to school with him. But, Bert, as far as the wind farm, that's insanity, absolute insanity. You know, what will happen is the piers that hold these wind turbines up will transmit the sound of the blades rotating into the ocean, and it will drive the sea life crazy. It's kind of like a neighbor booming a stereo, and you want to shut it down, at least. Or that moron who's at the traffic light with you, and boom, boom, of their subwoofers driving everybody crazy. Well, the sea life has like one option, and that's get out of there. That's the option. So I hope that Governor Murphy actually wakes up and understands what damage he has signed onto or has authorized. It's absolutely outrageous what he's doing. Absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
By the way, are you for this or against it?
You know, I got to do some more research, Vince. But for instance, what's it? I've heard some reports that it's affecting sea life. Talking to some experts in that area, they seem to say that the whales don't like it. And I don't know if they
nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. I don't think the seaweed likes it.
The grifters like it.
Bert, this is really, you know, there are noise ordinances in towns and cities for that very same reason. And I guess there's no noise ordinance in the Atlantic Ocean. You know,
well, there will be now.
It'll be too late. You know, what's happened is corporations have preyed upon these low IQ officials, people who are allegedly selected or elected or both to office, low IQ individuals who are easily bribed and manipulated. And it's bribes and manipulation that allow food dye in food. There is no reason for red dye to be in soda. There's no reason for blue dye to be in Gatorade. There's no reason for orange dye to be in Gatorade. Okay? There's no reason for Red Hots, those little candies, spicy candies, to have red dye in them that coat your tongue red. There's no reason for that. However, it's allowed because our government, we'll call them alleged representatives, allow it. It's killing us. It's absolutely, positively killing us, and they allow it. And just like the, Bert, this, I don't think I'm going to recover for this from this for the entire weekend. This is insanity, and we're destroying our planet with one politician at a time. But it's cumulative, and it's additive.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe by next week you'll have a firm position on this. Maybe you'll join me and be against it. But I got a question for you. Have you ever been in a Tesla?
Oh, many times, Ben.
Okay. Have you ever been in a Tesla?
Driving as a test driver, and I did not buy it, but I have also very frequently been a passenger.
Okay. When you were a passenger or when you were driving, did you kind of like hop in the back seat or take your hands off the wheel and or put blinders on or close your eyes, or as either a passenger or as the guy behind the wheel? Have you ever done that? I'm not talking about in a parking lot with no motion. I'm talking about when the vehicle is moving, have you ever closed your eyes or taken your hands off the steering wheel or been in a vehicle when someone else did that and said, hey, let's watch a movie, you know, and let the car drive itself? Have you ever done that?
No, none of that, Vince. And I think they've since ruled against putting video in. They used to have, for a few years, they were starting to build cars where you could play DVDs up in the front screen, and they've since ruled against being able to do that. Can you imagine having the driver watching a movie while he's driving? So,
well, that's what I was asking you.
Yeah, because I believe he can still do it in the back seat.
Well, the reason I asked you is I had a feeling you would say, hey, hold it, pull over, I'm getting out. If you're a passenger in a Tesla where somebody did that. And I can't imagine you putting blinders on or one of those sleep masks where you can't see and it blocks the sunlight out. So some people wear them, I don't, but so they can shut the light out of their eyes. I can't imagine doing that, and I can't imagine you doing that. So here's where I'm going with this. So Amazon used to sell these weights, and you too could have bought these weights to put on your steering wheel in your Tesla, so it would confuse the Tesla and think your hands are on the wheel.
Wow.
And you could just, and set it to drive itself. So you could trick the vehicle and do that. And
a good way to weed out the people that don't have common sense from the population.
I think it's a great way, except there are other people on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
And these Teslas are crashing into people, places, and things, nouns. And I think, class, this may sound a little bit extreme, but I think if someone does that and drives a Tesla, lets the Tesla drive itself, and it crashes into anything, that person ought to be hung in the public square by the neck until dead, and stay there until the birds consume the flesh. I'm serious. These people are dangerous and stupid. And I don't mind if they kill themselves, but I don't want the firemen to be exposed to the fumes of trying to put out the battery fire when they crash.
Yeah.
Because they're too stupid to actually operate the vehicle. But when you were growing up, let's say you were 15, didn't you look forward to the day that you'd get your driver's license and be able to drive? Wasn't that one of life's most important, memorable events, getting your driver's license and being able to drive a vehicle? I mean, wasn't that a great thing? It was for me.
I think everybody was, Vince.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. So who in their right mind would say, I think even better than that would be to put my feet up on the dash and watch a movie on my phone while the Tesla's driving itself? Who in their right mind would do that? Who in their right mind would subject the rest of the world to the potential of a motorized missile / Tesla operating itself? Who would do that? And then, Bert, we were all reading about, many of us were reading about the cancellations and delays of flights at airports, major airports. And what was not talked about was the major rollout of 5G starting at the first of this month, which is when these cancellations and flight delays occurred in the tens of thousands of cancellations.
Yeah, more accurately, Vince, what it was is 5G already rolled out, but they had held it back from putting towers near airports because it turns out there was interference from the new 5G frequencies into some of the altimeters. And it wasn't, I don't want to get a little too arcane here, but it wasn't that they were literally using the same frequencies, but they were using frequencies close enough that the filtering in the receivers for the equipment inside the airplanes was not good enough to keep the 5G signals out. So that delay expired, and I don't think the delays had anything to do with that. I think they got that under control. I think it was just general incompetence from the FAA.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, what does Governor of New Jersey Murphy and the telecommunications industry have in common? Both are willing to, this is my opinion. By the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, see in the media, or read in the media. Do your own research, make up your own mind. So, by installing or approving to install wind turbines in the Atlantic Ocean is inflicting the will of corporate America on animals who have no say, like whales and sea life, all sea life. That's what the governor of New Jersey and his corporate allies are doing. In the same line of thinking, the telecommunications companies with their 5G towers, which nobody needs. Nobody needs 5G. Nobody. They are inflicting on everything within reach of their radio propagation danger. To the point where the airlines are in danger of their altimeters and other equipment not working properly, which has a direct bearing on the safety of landing and takeoff and flight of commercial airlines and small aircraft. So here we had a system that was working, and then the telecommunications companies say, we're going to do 5G, and then the airlines say, whoa, wait a minute. This is dangerous. And who wins? The telecommunications companies.
Yeah.
They beat with the help of the federal government, they inflicted their will on everybody. It's not necessary for 5G. I don't care whether nobody needs to be able to download a movie in 5 minutes. Nobody. It's a movie.
Well, Vince, the issue is that 5G and get ready for 6G, they're adding more and more frequencies, so more frequency bands. So they're taking over frequencies that were set aside for other areas, and that's really what this all stems from. Now, I did a little more research during the break, and it looks like what's interesting is all the airlines have their altimeters upgraded except for Delta. Delta has 20% of their planes left to do, but they're keeping them out of airports where 5G is an issue, and it's generally only an issue in bad weather. Now, what is interesting, I just found this, apparently, with all the delays we've been having the last couple of weeks, our transportation secretary actually is blaming it on 5G, saying that they're causing the delays and cancellations, or at least contributing to them, but he's the only one saying it, and it looks like it's a cop-out because I believe the problems with the delays are just inadequate staffing and just incompetence in the FAA. By the way, my dad spent his entire career working for the FAA until he retired many years ago, but just a side note there, Vince, that FAA is something that, you know, I got to visit some control towers and different things like that. My dad was in charge of all the communications between the airports, which was an interesting position. So anyway, it looks like it's under control. But I agree with you, Vince, that 5G was just encroaching on, you know, in order to get higher data rates, you either have to increase the power or use more frequencies, or put more smaller spaced base stations, and they're doing all of those things. And by taking over these frequencies, that's what led to this issue. I think it's under control, though, but we'll see.
Bert, Mayor Pete, what's his butt, the transportation secretary, a couple days ago said it was the weather. It was the weather that caused the delays and the cancellations.
Yeah.
Now he's saying it's 5G.
Well, no, he's saying both of those. I wouldn't surprise if he has a couple other things he's blaming it on. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, we're understaffed and I got to, or, you know, I don't know about you, Vince. I've taken blame before when I've done, you know, I've run several companies, and when things go wrong, I've stepped up to say, you know what, it's on me. I screwed up, and we're going to fix it. But
right. Well, that's what CEOs are supposed to do. That's what the Anheuser-Busch InBev CEO should have done. Like, this was an idiotic thing that we did, and we're going to fire everybody involved. That's what he should have done. He should have stepped up and accepted blame.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
U.S. USA News update. The discovery of a cocaine-filled baggie at the White House is bringing up security concerns. The latest jobs report shows the economy added 209,000 jobs last month. A summer vacation at sea is on hold for 3,300 travelers in San Francisco. They're still sitting on the Ruby Princess cruise ship after it hit a pier while docking yesterday morning. The Biden administration rolling out a new initiative to lower health care costs. The first step, restricting short-term insurance plans, which the Department of Health and Human Services argue offer poor quality and coverage. The administration also estimating that Medicare restructuring under the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce out-of-pocket spending by $7.4 billion a year for 19 million people. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fox.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today
you've got here?
Take my.
When you go to
the TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So, Bert, here's a statement I'd like to make, and I'd love to hear your reaction to it. Nobody needs big tech. Nobody needs big tech. Why? Because big tech is squandering the Earth's rare resources, rare minerals. Nobody needs Facebook. Nobody needs Twitter. Nobody needs Threads. Nobody needs cell phones. Nobody needs Teslas. Nobody needs Amazon. Nobody. All of those large entities, corporate structures, are squandering the Earth's resources. Amazon, with the infinite number of cardboard boxes they use to ship. Nobody needs to do that. We used to go to the store and buy whatever it was. Nobody needs a cell phone. We used to have landlines, and they worked just great. Nobody needs Twitter. Nobody needs a replacement for Twitter. Nobody needs Facebook. And if you look at what's happening, the biggest companies are the ones who are providing things that nobody needs. Any comments, Bert? And by the way, I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
Yeah.
You hit my button by talking about nobody needs wind turbines. What we need to do is use less. Use less. We don't need more electricity. We need to conserve electricity. We need to build better insulated houses. We need to build durable houses, not temporary houses. We need repairability. We need durability. We don't need these junky Chinese refrigerators and freezers that last a few years. Those are the ones that you see on the marketplace, on the internet, for sale because they're junk. Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
And Bert,
I would say it's food for thought because how do you replace Amazon? I mean, can smaller companies?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. You go to the store. You go to the brick and mortar store where they would buy in bulk. They would store it in on the shelves and in the back room, and you would go and buy it. Now the stores don't have an inventory. The stores can't compete with Amazon, and the landfills are filled with cardboard boxes, which used to be trees that we cut down, and the trees used to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen, which we really have to have.
Well, Vince, you make some good points. We've talked about a lot of, potentially bad things. Let's be a little more uplifting. This same week, Vince, that those wind turbines were approved, we had a major announcement, Vince. The FAA has approved the first fully electric flying car. So maybe this can be something more uplifting for us to discuss in class because this is like the Jetsons, Vince. It's
uplifting.
The FAA is approving. Vince, you can, if you get into a traffic jam on your farm road, you can just push the button and fly over it. And
I'm only interested if it's electric and I can charge it on the grid. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, it is electric. It didn't have to be electric to be flying, but it seems like that's the way to go. You want the efficiency because you're carrying, you have to lift all that weight around. So the electric, it kind of makes sense that it was going to turn out to be electric. I mean, I don't know what else you want, Vince. If you go to you know what the engine was? The motor under the hood in the Flintstones mobile. Did you ever pop the hood on?
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Barney Rubble's car.
I've got one of those in the studio right now. It's my feet, and they're on the floor while I'm behind the studio desk. Yeah, I've got that engine.
No, that was the boost power. But the main engine, if you pop the hood, it was a little dinosaur bird, if you remember. And you had to keep feeding it, but there was a dinosaur bird that they would keep running, spinning under the hood. And then when they needed extra power, they would flip the panel and use their feet.
Bert, really, I really believe that big tech is not necessary. And literally, it's squandering the Earth's most precious resources. Gallium. Germanium, just two, and of course silver, and of course cobalt and nickel, and lithium, and we're squandering it. So the U.S. government, the military, is really worried about it because they need to blow stuff up. So they want, you know, they want lithium for one-way trips. You know, fly, explode, fly, explode. Those kinds of things. This is crazy. This
Vince, are you saying you don't think this electric car is the right direction? I just read you what they're saying here. It's the first fully electric vehicle. Now, there is, I like this, Vince, there is a hydrogen option coming. And I think ultimately maybe that's a better way to power it than go a little further. But they're saying right now on electric only, it's fairly low speed, but can go 200 miles on a public road. I assume that must be the ground range it is, and fits into a regular garage, but can launch vertically into the air, and the flying range is 110 miles. And I assume that's the electric one, not the, you know, with batteries, not the hydrogen one. So
do they have
it the Model A.
Yeah. For airplane? We're starting with the letter A and working on all the way to Z.
I don't know. They're based in San Mateo, California, called Elite
San
Arenado.
Mateo. Y'all have power lines, you know, power poles and stuff like that out there in California. Do you have those?
We have lots of them, Ben.
That's what I thought. I was just using my imagination. I thought y'all had electricity out there. I'm just wondering, how are these electric vehicles going to fly, take off, and land and not hit power poles?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. I'm wondering.
Well, forget the poles. Just how about the
lanes?
Wires?
How about the wires? Traffic lanes. You know, Vince,
this
reminds me of the video I just watched. It was filmed just before the 1909 earthquake in San Francisco, and they had cars, and they were starting to drive on the roads and compete on the roads with carriages and pedestrians and everything. And do you know that in 1909, they had no painted lanes on the roads. And generally, people did kind of try to stay to the right, but there were no lanes. And they put a film camera. This was, you can look this up on the Internet. They put a film camera on the front of this car and drive all through San Francisco and the Embarcadero, and it did memorialize San Francisco until the whole city burnt down after the earthquake. But what was interesting is they drove all through there. There were no lanes, and there were people, like, running out to the side before getting hit, and horse carriages everywhere, and people walking, and other cars driving, or horseless carriages, as they would call them back then. And they had no, they believe it or not, had no traffic lanes. And I'm wondering if the same thing might not happen with electric cars. At first, everyone's just going to drive above the freeways, right? But there's going to be some collisions and some havoc. And I think sooner or later, maybe they can do this electronically, is set some lanes, you know, certain altitudes for certain directions, kind of like they do now in jet travel. They have altitudes reserved for east-west and north-south and that sort of thing. Because I agree with where you're going with this, Vince. It's going to be... the first few, probably it'll be fun and nothing will happen. But after they sell more of these, there's going to be some awful coordination problems amongst the drivers.
Yeah, I can see it now. I can see it now, Bert. So y'all are going to have to give up your radio AM and FM frequencies and television frequencies. You have to give them up because we're going to need those frequencies so these electric flying cars can maintain their lanes. So we're going to need more frequencies. More frequencies killing more birds, more bees, destroying the environment even more. Nobody, Bert, I maintain this. It's immutable.
Well,
to me, it's immutable.
Nobody
needs big tech. Nobody. Including this flying car. Nobody needs a flying car. We need to reduce population through education, saying, don't y'all be having puppies, you know, when you can't support them, don't have them. Okay?
Yes, I'm trying to find an uplifting story here. I haven't.
You can't. There is no uplifting story, Bert. Seriously, we are going down the drain. We can't fix it. We've got guys like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and other people, Bill Gates. They are all in business of control, in control of us. And they don't make products that we absolutely positively have to have. We used to have power generation before Microsoft. We used to have inventory. And we used to have a supply chain before Microsoft. We used to have it before big tech's internet. We used to have people who loved to go to work, loved meeting their customers, loved their jobs. Now we have people who hate their jobs, hate going to work, and nobody wants to go to the store anyway. Because it's miserable, because the people who work there hate their jobs. Who wants to go to a place where a person hates their job?
Not many.
Nobody needs Facebook. Nobody. Nobody needs Facebook. Nobody needs Twitter. Nobody needs a cell phone. Nobody needs Amazon. Nobody needs eBay. Nobody. Now, it's a great place for buying and selling, but it's not necessary because we used to have classified ads in the newspaper. And if somebody actually, Bert, have you tried to buy something on Facebook Marketplace? Those people who sell things are complete morons.
Yeah,
they are.
No, and I get some ads pushed to me, and you look at them. Sometimes it's stuff that sounds too good to be true, and I just, you know, move on. But I'm sure a lot of people get sucked in. So that's a warning for class. Be wary of some of the push ads that come through while you're on Facebook, because Facebook doesn't really control those. You know, people are just buying those ads to try and sell things. And Vince, we said this before, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true.
Bert, our whole dialogue, our whole means of communication has changed for the worse with Facebook and cell phones. For example, I wanted to buy a freezer for our farm, a used freezer, backup. Found one, and I said to the guy, I'd like to buy your freezer. And he didn't respond and say, that's great, let's talk about it. He said, when? Just one word, when? I'd like to buy your freezer. When? Huh. How about today? Okay. He comes back with, when today? I said, let's talk about it on the phone so we can get the particulars down so I know whether I need to bring help to load it in the truck. Is it in the basement? Is it in the garage? Is it... And what do I get? It's a freezer. You put it in your truck. The guy won't even tell me if it's on the first floor, second floor, basement. He won't tell me if it's an apartment. He won't tell me if it's a single family home. He won't tell me if it's in the country. He won't even tell me where he is. And he said, I'll tell you what. Once you leave and you're on the way, I'll tell you where it is. And my response is, I can't get in my truck and go somewhere to buy something.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, what I'm saying is big tech is not necessary and it's destroying the planet. It's destroying people's lives. It's causing despair. It's causing depression. People don't know how to communicate anymore. They use cryptic symbols. Like the letter U for the word Y-O-U, T-H-X for the words thank you. So we have become accustomed to shortcuts, and I can't stand it. I absolutely can't stand it. And as I said, I wanted to buy a freezer, and the guy says, when? Since when is that the first thing you say when someone says, I'd like to buy something from you? When we have become accustomed, programmed, conditioned to immediate gratification. We need those dopamine hits one after the next. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And I submit to the class that, again, I know I've said it a couple times. Nobody needs Facebook, Threads, Twitter, cell phones, or Amazon. Nobody. And nobody needs a Tesla.
Vince, it could be worse. I mean, imagine right now if you
were going down the drain.
If you were on the Ruby Princess expecting a nice Pacific, you are stuck on the boat in the San Francisco pier right now because yesterday when the Ruby Princess came in to let off their passengers and board their new passengers for the new cruise, The captain or whoever was steering the ship crashed into the dock yesterday, and the ship boarded passengers. They told them, don't worry about it. It's okay with crashes above the waterline. But they haven't left. So right now, think about how it could be worse. You could be stuck on the Ruby Princess with a view of the, I guess you can see the San Francisco docks and you can see basically the prison island you know, that's out there, and that's all depends what kind of view you have from your cabin, but you're not cruising anywhere, Vince, because they haven't decided what to do, if they should depart as is or try and stay another day or two and fix it, or let everybody off the boat. And I'm looking at it. It doesn't look too bad, but Vince, would you want to sail with a hole in the boat? A hole in the hull?
Bert, we're talking about a cruise, right? Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking about fun cruise, the Ruby Princess cruise ship. It's right now it's stuck in San Francisco pier. They can't figure out what to do, and some of the passengers looked at it and turned around and, you know, booked Uber to go back home, and most of the passengers, though, were told, don't worry, we're going to sail, and they're on board in their cabins, but they haven't gone anywhere. They can't figure out what to do, Vince. So I'm just saying things could be worse.
Two more things to the list. Nobody needs the Ruby Princess, and nobody needs to go on cruises. Nobody. Nobody needs these cruises to nowhere. Nobody needs that. So, going on a cruise, getting on a ship or a boat, traveling through the water that people could drown, that's subject to all kinds of weather conditions, maladies, stupid captains. I mean, how's this guy crash into the dock? How does he do that? Is he new? Is this an equal opportunity employer that says, oh, look, no experience necessary? Here's just take command of the ship. No problem.
You don't need to
know what you're doing.
Vince, it would be totally hilarious if we find out it was the computer autopilot that steered it into the dock. Would be funny.
You know, we used to be able to pick up the phone, and if you didn't have someone's phone number, you could dial 411, and it was free. And a person would answer, and you could say, I'm trying to call Joe Slobotnik and give his address, and they'd say, well, here's the number. That was in my lifetime. You could do that. There's no such thing today.
Okay.
Now today, you can't. I can't get a person in less than 20 minutes for a propane company. I can't get, you know, one of these larger propane companies. I can't get someone on the phone in less than 20 minutes. And then it's someone who doesn't know what they're talking about anyway. We used to be able to call people up who actually knew what they were doing, Bert. You used to be able to go to a shoe store where a person actually knew and was trained how to sell and fit shoes.
Vince, you said Mrs. Finelli knew Bruce Springsteen. I went to high school, same high school, same class with Greg Talcott. We graduated together.
Really?
From Fox News. They're European correspondent. He's reporting on the war right now in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So there's something good for you.
Well, that's really hard. It's really hard. Our son said, look, T, you know, so many bad things that you bring up. We're going to have a new rule. You can't talk about anything bad unless you talk about two good things, you know, at dinner time.
That's a good rule. Have you been able
it? It's really quiet in our house. Nobody says a word during dinner.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.